I think can fairly be described as a resolution of the Cuban crisis without drawing the United States into a war. At the same time, it was not a Cold War move. It was an anti-Cold War move because it used reason rather than force to resolve the problem. Guy Bannister, former special agent in charge of the Chicago office, by 1962 or 63 was working for the Central Intelligence Agency, and his right-hand man was David Ferry, who comes into the story later, but Guy Bannister was operating this anti-Castro movement, which was completely in opposition to everything that Kennedy was talking about and had in mind. It contemplated nothing less, ultimately, than another invasion of Cuba. The Cubans themselves had come in anti-Castro adventures with them, had come to hate John Kennedy for what they regarded as a failure to back them up. But actually, it was quite different. It was a case of avoiding a war on his part when he agreed with Khrushchev not to invade Cuba again. But they never forgave him for that, and nevertheless, even worse, they were continuing to violate the president's specific orders, the law of the land, and they were training daily for the ultimate invasion of Cuba. They had a cover name, which they kept secret, but it kind of surfaced in so many recent years. It's called Operation Mongoose. And it looked like, on the surface, like a legitimate a series of forays against Cuba, ostensibly in the national interest, but if you look at the actual description in the 1961 memorandum of Operation Mongoose, as described by Major General Lansdale, who'd spent years in Vietnam, keeping the Vietnam War going, you will see that it was clear that he had in mind once more the ultimate invasion of Cuba and nothing less. And so what you had under the cover of Operation Mongoose, you had this daily training going north of Lake Pontchartrain. That's how New Orleans comes into it. I didn't put New Orleans into it. Sometimes people say, why you, as if I brought New Orleans into it? And the answer, of course, if I was near Pittsburgh, it wouldn't have been me. But I'm a dear New Orleans, and New Orleans is where they were setting up this next invasion of Cuba. And every day or so, Dave Ferry would drive from